head coach of the Raiders, joining me each and every Monday at this time. Coach, how are you today?
I'm doing okay, Grant. How are you?
Doing good. You know, we always hear about football being a game of emotion and energy. And when I watched your team in the second half, I saw guys jumping around, patting each other on the helmets, blah, blah, blah. And again, TV doesn't do it justice because they follow the ball a lot and you don't have the big picture. But I didn't see a lot of that in the first half. Was there lack of energy on your team in the first half?
Yeah, I don't think we had the right energy that we needed to have. And I think in the second half, we did a lot better job, played with a lot more energy. And you know, it's you know, one of the reasons why we played better in the second half.
And so fans are going, okay, well, how does that happen? It does happen because we watch sports and we see, you know, for whatever reason, sometimes teams come out with energy, sometimes they don't, but you're the head coach of this team. What's your take on that?
Well, you know, I wish I had the magic formula and the magic answer. I know what happens, and it's not the first time I've ever been a part of a team where you come out and you're not you don't have that emotion. And sometimes it just takes a little bit of a wake-up call. And, you know, we got that at halftime. I thought Carson did a nice job stepping in and challenging the players to do exactly that and play with emotion and some passion and energy. And they did that in the second half. And I was pleased with the way the team responded. Disappointed with the way that we started.
Yeah. Listen, this is a bottom-line business. It's pro football. You either win or you lose. But, I mean, we talk about going back and Reggie inheriting a bad salary cap situation and had to make a lot of moves, which cost you guys some pretty good talent. But here you are as the head coach of a team that's 3-8. Is this a nightmarish season for you right now? How would you characterize it?
Well, I'd say it's been disappointing. It's been disappointing that we hadn't gotten the results that we were hoping to get. Obviously, we've had some adversity and things that we've had to try to overcome with some of the salary cap issues, with some of the injury issues. But that's the way of the National Football League, and we don't make excuses for that. We're 3-8. We got to wear that. That's who we are, and we've got to do something about it to get it changed.
Coach, I got to tell you, the one guy I just love watching is Marcel Reese, and it seems like he's playing every play as if it's going to be the last play that he ever plays. Can you talk about him?
Well, I think he's been outstanding. You know, I think, you know, he's been a part of what we've been trying to do offensively this whole season. But, you know, obviously with the injuries to Darren and Mike, he's gotten a lot bigger role as far as carrying the football. He's a guy that does everything that we ask him to do. He loves football. He enjoys playing. He's a guy that represents Raider Nation the way that they want this football team to represent him.
Let's talk about the defense. And again, we saw some big plays given up yesterday. Is it a matter of guys being out of position, not being in the right gaps? I'm talking about particularly against the run. What's breaking down when we see the other team have big running plays?
Well, I think some of it is misfits in the run game, not in the right gap. And then anytime you have big runs like that, usually somewhere along the way there's some missed tackles. And so it's kind of been a little bit of a combination of both of those things. And we've got to shore that up. And we talked a lot about the explosive plays and eliminating explosive plays, and that's something that we haven't been able to get that corrected yet.
There was such a weird play that happened right in front of you. Obviously, was it, you know, a fumble? Was it not? The inadvertent whistle? I mean, did you get, in your opinion, a proper explanation from the official when they decided what they were going to call?
You know, it was a proper explanation. At the end of the day, that's the way the rule book states. You know, the frustrating thing is that it was an inadvertent whistle. You know, and it cost us, worst case scenario, that's an incomplete pass, and they've got to punt the ball. So
right. That
was a frustrating play in the game. But obviously, that's another one of those things, adversity-wise, that we got to be able to overcome.
Of course, you know, listen, who knows if you win the game, but it makes it a lot closer. I mean, if they hold up that play, they don't blow the whistle, it's 27-17. I think there's still seven and a half minutes left in the game.
Yeah, there's plenty of time left in the game, and that was, you know, that was a frustrating thing. But again, you know, we put ourselves in that position by, you know, opening up the first half in a 24-0 hole and then trying to dig our way back out of it. And there's no room, there's no margin for error. And we've got to do a better job of not putting ourselves in those type of holes.
All right. We each and every week we ask the Raider fans to go to the Raiders on their Twitter page, @Raiders. And this week's question comes from Eddie, and he says, Coach, what are you going to do to, and as he called it, refurbish, what are you going to do to refurbish the rest of the season?
Well, I don't know that that's, you know, refurbish. I don't know what the word is.
Right, I hear you.
But really what we talked to the players about today is we've got a 5-game season. And we got to take it one step at a time, one day at a time, one play at a time. And that's what we're focusing on. There's nothing that we can do about the games that have already passed. That's, like I said before, that we've got to wear that. And we got to take responsibility for that. The only thing that we can affect is the things that we do moving forward. And we've got to move forward in a positive direction.
I know you get asked this, so I'm going to ask you the question too, because I get I have to deal with it on my radio show. And I listen, I don't have to be an apologist for anybody. I don't think that the reason why you're 3-8 is Carson Palmer, but people ask you about Terrell Pryor and if you'd be into watching him or giving him a little bit of work down the stretch. How do you answer that question?
Well, I think we're going to look at whatever options that we need to take. Terrell's a guy that's been working extremely hard out of practice. He's working to get better. He's not the finished product yet, but he's obviously somebody that down the stretch, down the road here, that we might, take a look at.
And then the injury report looking better for this week at the moment. I know it's only Monday, but it does look encouraging for Sunday, doesn't it?
Yeah, we'll know more as we go throughout the week, but we're anticipating that Darren and Goody, as well as potentially Richard Seymour, being back out at practice this week, we'll have to wait and see till Wednesday.
And you're taking on a team that record-wise doesn't look very good, but I got to tell you, they're in every game, and they are to me a better team than the record indicates. Give me your thoughts about Sunday.
Well, number one, I don't think you can look at records. I think you just got to look at the tape and look at the team. And this is a very young team that we're playing that is really improving as the year goes on. And they've got a lot of talent, and they've played extremely well over the last two or three weeks. And so it's really a big challenge for us.
And again, I know every team in the league wants to come out and start well, and they all talk about it. I know you talk about it, but I mean, let's face it. I mean, when you're playing the way your team has played, I mean, how important is it really to play a good first quarter and build on that this week?
Well, it's important, and that's what we talked about trying to do last week. We weren't able to do it, but we need to get something positive going early and get a good feel. And really get some energy going, and hopefully we're able to do that, and we'll have the home crowd going, and hopefully that'll help us.
Coach, we'll chat with you next Monday. I always appreciate it. Thank you.
Thanks, Grant.
Yep, that's Dennis Allen, the head coach of the Raiders.